Gorath felt he could immediately trust the Tabura. He related his whole life to him. However, as he spoke, his gaze wandered constantly to Salixa. Even though she spoke not a word, and Gorath could not make out her features clearly in the darkness, he could feel understanding and a silent compassion flowing from the badger maid. The Tabura sat with his eyes closed, never interrupting or questioning. When Gorath had ended his narration, the old badger remained quiet for a long time before speaking.
"Tell me, would you wish me to help you? I can see you have much to learn. A Tabura can be of great assistance to one such as you. I do not require an answer right away. Rest here with us tonight. We will speak again in the morning, Gorath."
Apart from his grandparents, Gorath had never known any other badgers. The kinship he felt with Tabura and Salixa was totally natural. He felt obliged to reply.
"Tabura, thank you for your offer of help. I accept. Tell me what I need to do."
A rare, slow smile touched the old badger's face.
"Salixa and I need to visit Redwall Abbey. It is a place I have heard much about. As you are already acquainted with its creatures, perhaps you'd like to introduce us."
Gorath rose, pointing in the direction of the huge dark shape to the east.
"But of course, I'd be glad to. We'll go there now. It's no great journey. I'm sure they'll welcome us."
The Tabura held out his paw.
"Lend me your weapon to use as a staff. Salixa, walk ahead with Gorath. I'll follow at my own pace."
They strolled over the flatlands at a leisurely pace. Tabura kept a few steps behind, which Gorath suspected was the old one's way of allowing them to talk together. Salixa stayed quiet at first, letting Gorath take the initiative.
"Are you related to the Tabura? Is he your grandfather?"
The badger maid stooped to pick up a small plant. She sniffed it briefly.
"Scabious. It's said to be good for rashes. I like the flower. It's a pretty lilac colour. The Tabura is no relation to me. He is kind and wise, like a very old father. He's teaching me to be a healer. I know lots of plants and herbs, even tree barks and roots."
Gorath accepted the scabious flower from her.
"How do you come to be with him?"
Salixa glanced back, satisfying herself that the old badger was not listening before she replied.
"I only know what he told me. I must have been too young to recall anything. I had no parents or kin. The Tabura found me with a small vermin band. He took me from them. I did not even have a name. They called me Stripe Dog and kept me on a rope halter. Tabura named me Salixa, an ancient name for willow trees. He said it was because I was so slender, like a willow sapling."
Gorath nodded.
"Good for him. I know what it's like to be called names like Stripe Dog or Stripe Hound. Were the vermin angry when he took you from them?"
Salixa replied in a matter-of-fact tone.
"I recall asking him that same question. He told me never to mention those vermin, ever, because he had sent them all to a place where they could never inflict their evil, anger or torment on any creature again."
Now it was Gorath's turn to glance back at the Tabura. He found it hard to believe that such a humble, mild-mannered creature could slay a vermin band. Then Gorath looked at Salixa. She was picking another small blossom.
"Field gentian, see the little star-shaped purple flower? The potion made from its roots is very good for wounds."
In that moment, Gorath knew why the Tabura had done what he did. He also knew that he would mete out the same fate to any beast who harmed a single hair of the gentle badger maid.